Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Yay, time for Who Sucks Less. Steve is Will Hill. You bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It is up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like KISW on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. Two of these stories involve teachers, and one just involves a crazy old woman. So let us start with everyone's favorite conjoined twins. Also, the only conjoined twins most of us know of, Abby and Brittany Hensel. They are considered two separate individuals in every sense of the matter, except one. And that has left many people angry. So Abby and Brittany, they rose to fame on a reality show that chronicled their major life events, including high school graduation and job hunting. They originally appeared on the Oprah Winfrey Show in 1996, where she gave them two cars. I'm kidding. But they weren't Oprah. Anyway, the 34-year-olds, they were born with dicephalic paraphagias. Basically, two heads are attached to one single body. And each of the women, they have their own brain, heart, stomach, and lungs, but they share the same organs below the waist, as well as the same bloodstream. They can also write, eat, run, and drive a car, both independently and in perfect sync, thanks to coordinated brains and nervous systems. But while they are legally individuals, meaning they can enter into contracts and even get married individually, keep in mind, Abby tied the knot to one Josh Bowling 5 years ago in 2021, it has recently emerged that the pair are struggling to be acknowledged as individuals in the workplace. This is America at its finest. So the sisters, who work as fifth grade teachers in Minnesota, they only receive one single wage, which they share between the two of them. However, to qualify as teachers, the pair were considered as individuals within the school system and had to pay and pass two separate degrees.
I was going to say they both got degrees from a university.
But they had to pay for them separately.
Yes. Because so then you've got to pay them separately.
But as teachers, they get one paycheck. And obviously, the situation is not sitting well with people. Quote, Abby and Brittany, the well-known conjoined twins, they had to pay two separate college tuition fees, but now only earn one salary at the job. That's just one of the many posts that'll say, man, that's messed up.
This is a very unique
It case. Is a unique situation.
But once you set that precedent.
Because legally,
they're two separate
their
lines.
Their brains operate separately.
One could be a lawyer, one could be a doctor.
That's exactly
doesn't mean
it.
You pay them for one salary.
That is correct. And they, like I said, to go to college, they had to pay two separate tuitions, right? But then when you get a job in a field that you've graduated in, you get one paycheck. So people are like, look, man, it's one or the other. Like, pay both of them if they had both of them had to pay to go to school.
But they're teaching the same subject.
They're teaching the same subject in the same classroom, obviously.
See, I see both sides.
I see what you did.
I mean, no, I do. You're taking one class.
I do.
You have two
understand
teachers
both sides,
teaching one class.
But if you're saying so, legally that they are individuals and legally they each had to get a degree to be teachers, then in my mind, it is two individuals teaching this class.
Well, like say, if an average class size is 20.
Yeah.
Then their class needs to be 40.
Maybe.
Yeah, just to make it.
But either way,
financially
look,
make sense.
If they are individuals, you need to pay them separate. Or when they go to college, they pay one tuition. That's all. So that's the whole thing.
Right.
So they got screwed out of money, but they're not getting screwed into money. That's kind of the thing. So people are like, come on, guys, figure it out. And this is the state of Minnesota that established.
I'd like to screw into money.
Well, the one guy did. Now we have a different teacher, in this case in Germany. So a teacher who was on sick leave for more than 16 years now refuses a request from her employer to undergo a medical exam. No idea why. The anonymous German teacher first took leave in 2009 due to medical issues. She has since continued to draw a full salary. Now, under German's basic law, teachers are classified as public servants and enjoy several benefits over the other sector workers, including special health care plan, a higher pension, and better job security. They're also allowed to take a full salary while on sick leave indefinitely. However, the unidentified teacher has sued the authority after it began to challenge her extended absence and requested that she take a medical test. Because the way German law works, look, if you're still sick, you still get your salary. Right? It's just the
law. Right.
But if you're not, we're going to cut you off. Now, her case was rejected by a court, which branded her situation, quote, truly incomprehensible and ruled that the employers can belatedly ask for proof of illness. Now, over the entire 16-year period of her absence, she's estimated to have been paid, how much money do you think? She has not gone to work in 16 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. I would say her salary is probably even $50,000 or
more? $1,215,076.50 to not go to work. You can almost be a radio CEO and get fired for that. But anyway, under the ruling, she must undergo the exam if she wishes to continue taking the salary, because teachers on sick leave cannot be replaced under German law, meaning that her colleagues, they're the ones that have taken on her workload. They don't bring in a substitute, nothing like that, right?
Somebody else just has to do it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that they should bring in the conjoined twins. Either way, yeah, so for 16 years, she's made $1 million, and they're like, come on, man, just take a test. Like, nope. And keep in mind, under German law, she wouldn't even owe the money back.
She'd just have to work.
They would just stop. She's already made $1 million to do nothing. All right, now we continue. This one's completely different. We go to Florida, where a 71-year-old woman is behind bars and facing numerous charges after she kidnapped the family and held them at gunpoint. So Helen Litchfield, she's 71 years old. She's charged with 3 counts of kidnapping, 3 counts of aggravated assault, and 1 count of armed burglary. Authorities say a father and his 2 daughters, both under the age of 13, they were fishing off of a bridge when Litchfield, quote, lured them back to her home by telling them that they could fish in her pond. However, once they arrived, she held the family at gunpoint, claiming she did not believe that the girls were really the man's daughters. They were. Now, while the family insisted they were indeed related, Litchfield did not believe them. She searched their car while still holding them at gunpoint. Now, investigators say the incident ended after Litchfield's roommate helped guide the family to a fence while the suspect was distracted. The father and daughters then ran away. Anyway, she was arrested and taken to the local jail.
Is she nuts?
Yes.
I'm saying, like, mentally.
Look, I don't know.
Is she drunk? Or
but
is
she's holding them at gunpoint to say, I don't believe these are your kids. You may or may not believe someone are your kids, but the girls were not in distress. They're fishing with their dad.
Were the girls green and the dad blue? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, what was it about her? Or is she just thinking?
I think she's just insane.
Making stuff up.
He could have adopted, like, 2 Asian kids and he's black. It doesn't matter. They weren't under duress at all.
That's why I'm trying to figure out her mental capacity. Like, was there some logic to this or not?
No.
Okay.
No.
I mean, to me, that's scarier than getting somebody sticking you up for money. That part, like, at any point, she's going to shoot that gun at that.
That is insane. So we have the conjoined twins who, look, no matter how you're going to slice it, man, you got to make one decision or the other, all right? So they had to pay 2 college tuitions to get their teaching degree, got their teaching degree, got a job as a teacher, and get 1 paycheck. You have the teacher in Germany who we cannot say is not sick, but refuses to take a medical test and has made over $1 million to not go to work for the last 16 years. And finally, crazy woman in Florida who just decided to hold this guy at gunpoint because she doesn't believe
I'm going to assume that Abby and Brittany came to the logical conclusion that they would have to get the same degree and do the same things. They both had an interest in, just based on the fact
that they share a lot of interest.
So that they can go to work.
Exactly.
So like one's not, you know, long-haul truck driver and the other one's working in a McDonald's.
Well, and they're trying to make their own way.
Because you're, you know, right.
They can go on TV and make money, right?
Did the teacher in Germany, is she saying she has cancer or something?
They don't say.
She's just been ill for 16 years.
Leave. And German law is that they will receive a full salary while on sick leave indefinitely. They just ask that you prove
she hasn't
been sick.
That's their law. She hasn't fulfilled an obligation, but they're still paying her. So that's kind of on them.
Sure.
If that's their law,
that
says,
is their
hey,
law.
Look, if you don't show why, then that's the fault of the authorities who are in charge of that, the people who are paying her.
It took them 16 years to ask.
So, correct. So in this instance, on that story, she's just ripping them off. And they're doing nothing about the rules they made.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not following their own rules. So I don't think that one sucks as bad as the other ones.
But also, I think it does suck a lot because that's ruining it for every other teacher that something bad happens. It just needs
that
to
was
legit
the
take
point
3 months off.
From the Board of Education, that was their point, which is the people that honestly have a problem, they're going to be heavily scrutinized. And look, I'm sure people have milked that system before. It's just she's gone 16 years.
Yes, maybe her back hurts like Micah Parsons.
Okay. Well, the conjoined twins, I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
I blame the university.
But
why charge them both?
Because here's the reason the university charged them both. Because by law, they are two different, like legally, they are two different people. So it might as well be mean. Look, conjoined or not, if you are recognized as two separate people, the university, and obviously they're milking them, but they go like, look, that's the law. You are legally recognized as two different people. It'd be the equivalent of you and I signing up for the same class.
So why wouldn't the Department of Education feel the same way?
I don't know.
So if legally they are two separate people,
mm-hmm.
then the Department of Education can't say...
But they did.
That they aren't.
But they did. I mean, that's the whole thing, right? Like I mean, I think you can see both sides of the argument, but it's like, look, if this is legally what the precedent is, but you're not obligated to follow that law, then why can't I take a dump in the middle of Home Depot?
I mean, I think I think the woman that held the father and his kids at gunpoint is the worst.
I would agree.
Without question.
I think the conjoined twins, I think that sucks the least. I'm just going to say it. It's too weird. I don't know. But there's only so many conjoined twins. So, I get both sides of the argument.
I do, but that's why you go to the Supreme Court, right? There's an argument here, an argument there, and inevitably they go, look, this is the ruling, and you can like it or not like it. So if you're telling me that legally these are two different people, then that's what has to be respected, even though, I mean, I get it, man. I'm just saying, legal, because if they legally said they're one person, I would agree with that, too.
And we did get a good point with the text, you know, do they have two separate Social Security numbers?
They do. That should be a thing.
I remember when I was in elementary school, I had classes that had two individual teachers. I'd be interested to know, like, did they have to split a check?
Yeah. Also, someone says, hey, can you imagine being your first day of school and you got a two-headed teacher?
I was going to leave that alone. Right.
What grade are they teaching?
Fifth grade, bro.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what grade it is.
That's true.
But I feel like high school kids, I could at least as the principal walk in there and go, listen.
She's got
heads. We're not making two-headed. We're not making jokes. We're not laughing at it. Your teachers have two heads. But, like, I can't. You say that to a fifth grader.
I wouldn't even believe
you. Did you realize how harsh we were on each other in those grades?
Oh, yeah.
You're a poopy butt. You're all
I just feel like in fifth grade, they can't help it. They're still like high school. I just feel like the principal could put the fear of God, just like no jokes.
Okay.
Be like, hey, I'm going to see you probably in the office.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like KISW on Facebook or you follow us on X and on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
You want some double yum?
Coming up at 508, we'll drink a toast with a shout of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.